This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour, one of our regulars, he's the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, Tom Appel, will be joining us, and that means we're going to be talking a lot about new vehicles, some of the vehicles that the folks at Consumer Guide have driven in recent times, and also a look back at some funny stories that Tom does such a great job of putting together. I always get a big kick out of it. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Why don't we jump right into it and go to the Windy City of Chicago and bring forth the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, Tom Appel. Tom, how are you doing?
I am great. Thanks for having me.
Well, you guys got lucky recently. I have never had a Rolls-Royce as a test vehicle. I know a few times at Pebble Beach got the opportunity to drive them there, but I never had one to, you know, take through the McDonald's drive-thru. But you guys just had the 2017 Rolls-Royce Dawn. What a magnificent vehicle this is.
Yeah, we were very fortunate, and this isn't something that happens on an annual basis. So we're always very grateful that Rolls-Royce would even consider handing us a test car. But we did have a chance to drive this vehicle, and now we know how the other 0.5% lives.
Very good. And I noticed you were careful with the mileage, just putting only 97 miles on it. Folks are wondering, I'm sure, how much did this car cost? Well, starting out with a base price of $341,125. But then you get some options going. 21-inch alloy wheels, that's $2,775. Ventilated front seats, $2,725. The color, beautiful cobalt blue with contrasting cabin stitching, $4,200. Navy blue steering wheel, $1,550. And lambswool floor mats at $1,400. Put in the gas guzzler tax, and then some really cool things that we're going to talk about. The Dawn package for the USA, $27,630. The bespoke interior, which we'll explain what that is, $5,000. And full candle paneling, sending you back a measly $21,275. So when all is said and done, price is tested $413,030. Wow. It is nice to be wealthy.
It is. I think that this is also typically how one of these vehicles is equipped. You have a base price, but there's so much customization that you can do, and Rolls is only happy to do that for you. So if you are patient and incredibly well-heeled, you can order yours very specifically the way you wanted. Hence the word bespoke, which is one of their programs that allows you to customize the materials and the colors and things of that nature.
And, of course, Rolls-Royce these days is owned by the BMW Group, and because of that, there's some sharing of different pieces. But in the engine compartment, I understand it's not using the same 12-cylinder that's in the 760 from BMW.
No, it's similar, and I bet you it's the same block, but I believe that the Rolls-Royce engine is actually longer throw. And the reason they do this is so that it develops more torque and has to shift a little bit less, so you have a smoother driving experience.
very cool. This vehicle, with its 12 cylinders and 6.6 liters, puts out 563 horsepower and 605 pound-feet of torque. This is a very heavy vehicle, a 5,700-pound convertible, but with that engine coupled to a seamless 8-speed automatic transmission, these vehicles are actually quite quick.
Yeah, it's surprisingly quick, and it is amazing because you never get a sense of the heft of the vehicle. It feels solid, certainly, and I could not be more impressed with the structural rigidity of the vehicle. Anyone who's ever driven a convertible, even a good convertible, knows that over railroad crossings or speed bumps or something like that, you'll get a sense of the chassis flexing a little bit. And that's because there's no roof. There's no way to brace the top part of the vehicle. But there was no sense of this in the vehicle at all.
And some of the marks you gave here were quite high: ride and comfort A, power and performance A-, fit and finish A+, fuel economy at real-world fuel economy, you achieved 12.9 miles per gallon, but who cares about that if you've got $400,000 to spend on a vehicle? That's the least of your worries. And value, you gave it a C, and big guys and tall guys love this car as well, so you must have looked fine motoring around in this vehicle, Tom.
I absolutely did, yeah. This is one of the very few vehicles that actually makes me seem normal-sized. The seats are just so big.
And another little interesting factoid is the way these doors operate on the Rolls-Royce Dawn. This is a two-door coupe, and it's true of the sedans as well, the Phantom and Ghost. Unusual for 2017. Tell our listeners a little bit about the way these operate. And I have to ask you, does it still have the umbrella in the door?
They do, yeah. These are the suicide doors, as they're often called. And generally, that's a reference to earlier American products that had doors that were hinged, not at the front, but hinged at the back. And it's funny, this actually makes getting in and out of the vehicle just a little bit easier. In the case of this particular Rolls-Royce, you would step in, and then you didn't have to even bother to pull the door shut. There's a button in front of you that you press, and it will bring the door to you. And then to your point, in the jam to the front of the door when it's opened, there is, in fact, a concealed umbrella that pops out when you press a button. This is on the driver's side and the passenger side.
Very good. You don't want to be caught in the rain in your Rolls, so they've got you covered with that. And in speaking with a company that does convertible tops, they've come a long way, and certainly when you look at a vehicle like this, they could have done a retractable hardtop convertible, but instead of that, they chose to go the conventional route with a cloth top. But this is not your 1960s cloth top with the bars showing. This is six layers thick and lined.
Yeah, from the inside of the vehicle, once the top is deployed and up and secured, there isn't really any sense that you're in a convertible. The top looks and feels and seems to be a solid hardtop-style roof. And as you're driving, the sound levels are as low as you would expect from a very nice sedan. It's actually quite impressive.
And speaking of sound, how was the audio system in this vehicle? How was the multimedia entertainment package?
Yeah, it's funny you should ask, because I really, really had to play with that. And I was seeking out music that I thought was inappropriate for a Rolls-Royce, just because when am I going to have this chance again? So I was listening to the Talking Heads, and I was listening to Sun Ra, and I'm going to give Rolls kudos, because this is one of the nicest audio systems I've ever heard.
Yeah, I can imagine. They take it seriously, and this is why a lot of Rolls-Royce customers are repeat customers. They keep coming back for more. Sometimes they don't get rid of the old one. They just trade in for the new one and keep the old one as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
When we come back on the other side, a couple more notes on the Rolls-Royce Dawn. Yeah, I definitely, I think Tom and I should have matching Rolls-Royce Dawns. That's what I say. But only in the lottery. If the lottery hits big, maybe we can pull this off. Otherwise, not likely. We'll take a quick timeout. Don't go away.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com or call 800-370-2986.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you driving that Cadillac there?
We're live all across North America, around the world at GCNlive.com. My name is Bob Long, joined by Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. They got a treat. They get an opportunity to do a test drive evaluation of the 2017 Rolls-Royce Dawn. And a couple of things I wanted to point out. There was a time going back even into the 1970s when a number of vehicles used to have hood ornaments, but it became quite popular for kids to steal them and break them off. So the automakers really tried to tether them down as best that they could. But Rolls takes that to a whole nother dimension. Tell our listeners about how they protect the flying spur there.
Yeah, the naked lady with wings is an important part of the front of a Rolls Royce. What does she call? Spirit of Ecstasy, I believe.
That's it, of course. Guess that sounds
Spirit
like
Ecstasy. Ecstasy, and she the hood ornament on the Rolls will automatically retract. You can do it manually, or it retracts when you park the vehicle. And it's pretty effective way to actually perfect it, because you can't get at it. It's underneath the locked hood. But we do have video of that retracting and popping up, and it's, as you might expect, a very smooth polish process.
I haven't heard that Spirit of Ecstasy in quite some time. That just fits it perfectly. It definitely does. Let's talk about this Dawn model and the Candel paneling option package. This is a whole lot of wood, and boy, is it well done.
Yeah, that is a furniture manufacturer, Candel, and they make very high-end furniture for the house, and they are the purveyors. They produce the wood for this vehicle. It's a $22,000 package, but the wood is absolutely beautiful. If you look at the pictures we have in that, and we actually did a feature.
Yes.
We actually did a feature on the wood, and the panels match up on the door to the rear seat. It's very impressive. It's a lot of wood, but it looks great.
Yeah. So you were riding around playing burning down the house in this Rolls Royce. People might have thought you burned down the house and used the insurance money for the car. but anyway, what a great article and great little piece there. Everybody check it out at Consumer Guide, the blog, the Daily Drive, the very, very cool section that Tom and his compatriots work on. Let's talk electric vehicles and Hyundai getting into the electric game with a new 2017 model. Tell us about this one, Tom.
Yeah, I found this vehicle a complete surprise and a very pleasant surprise. Hyundai has launched the Ioniq, and the Ioniq is a platform for three different vehicles that the manufacturer is going to put together: a regular hybrid, a plug-in hybrid, and a pure electric vehicle. We had a chance to drive the Ioniq EV, their electric vehicle. I came away very surprised. Right now we're watching electric vehicles come out with very large ranges. We have the Volt successfully rated at 238 miles, but it's also got a higher price than I think a lot of people are prepared to pay for an electric vehicle. The Ioniq has a very interesting selling point at about $28,000, but has a range more than the first cars we saw, the 80, 90 miles, but less than this 200-plus mile that we're also seeing. The range comes in at about 125 miles. We're seeing closer to 135 miles. But interestingly, for the editors of Consumer Guide, who all live within a commuter's distance, this is now enough range. And we found this vehicle to be very likable, easy to live with, practical, very refined, very smooth, nice interior. Everything about it was just regular car, and it didn't beat you over the head with anything electric. The dashboard is contemporary. There's not a lot of these things reminding you about how you should be braking to conserve energy. There's not a lot of charts and flowcharts showing how the energy is flowing. None of that. It's just a very conventional vehicle. It's a very nice vehicle, and I think that for people looking for a second car that want to do something a little green or just don't want to pay for gas anymore, this could work for them.
Yeah, and I like the looks of that, including the included charger cable, which has its own little carry case. That in itself is a nice touch.
Yeah, it's all very well put together. I'm very happy with the vehicle.
And when you could take into consideration the federal tax rebates and other tax rebates, I mean, this vehicle does become very much a compelling choice. You're absolutely right, Tom. Let's talk about a Mazda that I haven't had the opportunity to drive, but hope to one of these days. For the previous generation of the Miata, they had the retractable hardtop variant, which sold quite well, but for this all-new one, They've done something different, and you guys got the opportunity to get behind the wheel of a 2017 Mazda MX-5 Miata RF, which is a kind of a Targa design. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is, Bob. It is a Targa. There is a pillar behind the driver that's there for structure as well as for, I think, appearance. It looks great. But it is a retractable hardtop in that the roof does pull back and hide into the vehicle. Nice thing about this is that you have a hardtop for cold weather or for wet weather. You have most of a convertible. It's a Targa top for nice weather. But the additional weight was fairly low. Depending on who you believe and what you read, it adds only about 125 pounds to the vehicle. So you're not seeing a whole lot of weight added for the convenience and the practicality of having a hardtop vehicle. Otherwise, I flat out don't fit in this vehicle, but
sure.
My editors that gave the car a spin said it is no less fun to drive than the regular Miata.
That's good, and it's a good-looking vehicle, too. I mean, the regular Miata is very well done, but I think the design team at Mazda did quite an excellent job here. I mean, the rear quarter view is quite nice and really gives it the look of a much more expensive car. Not that it's a cheap one. Let's see how much this vehicle came in at. $33,000, less than I expected. $33,885. And you guys gave a C for room and comfort, a B plus for power and performance, B plus for fit and finish, an A for fuel economy, and a B for value. But it gets a big guy F and a tall guy D. So fun to drive, but not for large folks or tall folks.
No, that's an important thing, too. If you are taller, absolutely drive this car with the top up, because you may not fit in this vehicle. You might with the top down. But it's actually the convertible top bows a little bit more, so there is an inch or two more headroom in the convertible, full convertible version, than there is this hardtop RF. So that's a thing to think about.
It most certainly is. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Email Bob at autoworldradio.com. If you have a question about the Rolls-Royce or this Mazda or the Hyundai electric vehicle, Tom can help you out. We're going to slide into pit row for a pit stop, and then more of Auto World around the bend.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books, and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Thank you so much for joining us here today. When you get a chance, check out my website. It's autoworldradio.com. And be sure and support all of my great sponsors, including oilhelp.com and thelubepage.com. And, of course, we can't forget the folks at J.C. Whitney, the folks at Paintucation, and the folks at J.C. Whitney. If you haven't entered that J.C. Whitney contest, you can send them a picture of your truck or Jeep, and they're going to do a $15,000 makeover and bring you out to SEMA. So definitely log on to J.C. Whitney and enter that contest. Tom Appel does a great job as publisher of Consumer Guide, not only on the new vehicle front, but also coming up with a lot of creative articles. And this is a review flashback. Let's go back in time to 1990 to a vehicle that I remember quite well, the Chrysler TC by Maserati. This came at a time when Lee Iacocca was still in the driver's seat at Chrysler, and he decided to team up with the folks from Maserati. But we'll talk about a funky vehicle, huh?
It's a very funky vehicle, and it's such an interesting thing because it seems like it was doomed only from the start, because if you look at it, if you look at the TC by Maserati, it just looks a little bit bland. And it needed to sell on its looks, and from the beginning the styling wasn't there. So we don't even go as far as the fact that the engineering wasn't there. This was going to be a tough sell.
Yeah, definitely. And when you look at what they did with this vehicle, I mean, it was assembled in Europe. I mean, that alone is a bit of a surprise because, I mean, for the most part, there isn't a whole lot of Maserati DNA in this vehicle. There's a lot of leather, I remember, and supposedly some suspension tuning, but beyond that, I mean, this looks like your regular offering that would come out of Detroit.
Yeah, the engine itself was described loosely as Maserati source, but it really wasn't. Maserati had done some design work on the heads of the engine, but it was really a heavily modified version of Chrysler's own turbo 2.2, the Series 2 version of that engine, and used a Chrysler block. It used Chrysler crankshaft and Chrysler lower block things with special pistons and, I think, special turbochargers, but most of that stuff wasn't Maserati. Additionally, Maserati at the time didn't use a four-cylinder engine at all, so this wasn't even an engine that you could point to and see what Maserati car it came from. It was sort of this weird hybridized custom thing that Maserati put together with Chrysler's help, but that's probably the most Maserati thing in the vehicle.
Yeah, absolutely. Very unusual car. I'm going to go on to eBay Motors right now and see if there's one for sale anywhere in the United States of America. There are, Tom, believe it or not. Let's see what the price ranges for these vehicles are. Just logging on to eBay Motors, kind of the modern-day version of Hemmings Motor News. $4,550 you can bid on it. It's still got 2 days left. Here's a very hopeful person who thinks they're going to get $15,000 or best offer. And let me zoom in on that picture. It looks like it's one of these kind of androgynous-looking individuals. Let's see if it's a guy or a girl standing next to the vehicle here. I guess it's a girl. She looks kind of mad, but she wants the 15 grand. I don't know what the story is on that. Definitely a woman, but definitely a little. Remember Pat from Saturday Night Live? Remember that?
I remember
sketch?
That well.
I just saw a Pat. And one more on the eBay Motors block right now for you folks who have, you know, just heard this for the first time and you want this vehicle. Well, there's one, got 4 days left of bidding left to go. No bid so far. $5,000 is the buy it now price. It's a little bit more, but this other one that's at $45.50 has had 20 bids so far, so that's interesting that they're still out there. Last time when you were on the program when we were talking about the Isuzu Impulse, I said to myself, I wonder if there's an Impulse out there. That, you know, and I did a little search, and there was none to be found. But we have found three Chrysler TCs by Maserati, 289s and a 91. So how do you like that?
Wow. See, the 91 is probably the highest potential for longevity because 89s were available with that Maserati sourced engine, as well as I think that might have been the only engine for 89. For 90, you could buy a Maserati TC or a Chrysler TC by Maserati with a Chrysler turbo engine, no Maserati, or a Mitsubishi sourced 3-liter V6 if you wanted the automatic. And the thing is, I think that's your combination. A Chrysler 3-speed automatic attached to a Mitsubishi 3-liter V6 should be close to bulletproof. And those are probably the vehicles that are still on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. And also on eBay Motors, alongside these listings for, I found a couple of others too, 1990, 7900 or best offer, another one, $5,000 or best offer, no bids. But they're selling the vintage, this is for you, Tom, the vintage Mopar Chrysler TC by Maserati brochure and pamphlet.
I want that.
$9.95. 3 hours left. So wait till 2 hours and 58 minutes from now. even though it's got zero bids, so you might be able to get it. But I've bid on a few things on eBay, and it seems like, you know, you think you're going to get it, and then in the last 30 seconds, it all changes.
Yeah, I've had that happen to me.
There are professionals working the eBay site, no question about it. Or maybe it's eBay themselves driving up the price of things. Let's talk about some other vehicles and other articles that you've written. You did an interesting story about the small engines, the small V8s of 1977. This was the downsizing year since I came from the Thunderbird family, the family that had a lot of T-Birds. We had a 79, but this was the downsize bird, 77 Thunderbird, downsized by today's standards, still a huge car. The 76 was still built off the same Lincoln Continental Mark platform, so that was a big car. And then they downsized it for 77. It was a big seller. 77 was a big year for downsizing. I believe the Caprice also was downsized for 77.
Yeah, the Caprice was the Impala and Caprice were downsizing. A lot of people point to that particular downsizing as one of the most successful of the resized vehicles. And yeah, those made use of the Chevy 305, which became an incredibly popular engine going into the 80s. As starting life as a small V8, becoming one of the larger engines you can get in a lot of vehicles later. But yeah, that was a big year for General Motors. All their B-body sedans, including the Caprice, were shrunk and rather successfully.
When you look at the output again on these vehicles, we thank our lucky stars that engineers and computers and everything have come a long way, because here's some of these small V8s that Tom wrote the story about. You get in an Oldsmobile, you could get in the Cutlass Supreme. Well, it's kind of nice. This is another mystery, of one of the great mysteries of the world. They sold so many of these Chryslers and Chrysler Supremes, not only this one here shown from 1977, but like in the mid-80s, it was the best-selling vehicle in all of America. But where are they today? You never see them. They're all probably in Cuba.
Two-door cars go.
That's true. We'll talk about that and lots more with Tom Appel around the bend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support, so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We want to say hello to everybody listening on WCCM in New England and also want to welcome a new affiliate station. It's a KVBR 1340 AM in Brainerd, Minnesota. Thank you so much, guys and girls, for picking us up. Thanks to operations manager Danny Wild, and we'll definitely be in touch, Danny, to see if we can help you out on the local sales front, because as I always say, support your local radio station, support the advertisers on this show, support radio, because radio is fun, radio is cool, and radio works. Sounds like a commercial I just did. Didn't mean to do that. But anyway, we've got Tom Appel with us, the publisher of Consumer Guide. We're talking about the small V8 engines of 1977, beginning with this Chrysler was a 318. That was the smallest V8 available in the 77 Plymouth Fury, but you've got the Olds Cutlass Supreme here, 260 cubic inch V8, 4.3 liters, 110 horsepower. Oh, isn't that shameful, huh?
That is brutal. That is brutal.
Oh, my God. And here's another one. This is a General Motors offering as well, the 301 cubic inch V8 in the Pontiac Grand Safari. 135 horsepower. Ooh, boy. The Ford 302, known as the Mighty 5.0, even though it was really 4.9 liters, 137 horsepower. Imagine that, Tom. And AMC had a little 304 V8 with even less horsepower, 120 horsepower. And then Chevrolet had their 305, and you're showing it off here in the... I haven't seen one of these. It makes me smile to see this design, even though it's a little bit misconstrued. It still makes me smile. It's the Chevrolet Monza from 1977, and look at how cool that guy thinks he is. He's posing with his vehicle, 305 cubic inch V8, pounding the pavement with 145 horsepower. Boy, we have come a long way.
Yeah, we have, And thank God for fuel injection. That's all I can say.
Yep, fuel injection and computers. I mean, that's the thing that's really made a difference. And, of course, in today's world, the turbos, the new turbo charging technology and supercharging technology as well, but especially the small turbos. Let's talk about an Audi. Before I mention the Audi, I've come to the realization yesterday when I was out with my wife and daughter, and we were doing just errands, and most of the time my daughter and myself were in the car, so I had a chance to sit in many a parking lot looking at vehicles facing me. And so facing across for me was a Lexus RX with the spindle grill treatment. But I think I've decided what it is now, Tom. It looks an awful like an electric razor.
I could see that. Perhaps like a bronze shaver.
Exactly. I think that's where I think the designer going to work that morning shaved with that razor and said, let's give this a shot, you know. But in the world of big grills, let's talk Audi. They like their grills big as well, not quite as controversial as the Lexus. 2017 Audi all-four, all-road, and this is, again, a wagon that isn't called a wagon.
No, that's exactly right. This is essentially an Audi A4 wagon, but the only way to get it is salted with just a little bit of off-road trim and called all-road. So all these A4 wagons, the all-roads, come with all-wheel drive, a slight bump in ride height, and a little bit of this trim to give you that sense. It's not nearly as committed to the look as, say, a Subaru Outback, but forget all that. This is just a very nice little station wagon.
Pricing coming in at $55,575 after a starting price of $44,000. That would be a long, long time ago. But just goes to show you, it doesn't take long with, and this seems to be very common among the German manufacturers. I mean, we talked about a Rolls-Royce a little bit earlier in the program, but that's a whole other league of auctioning. But it seems like all of the German automakers, they sure know how to pile it on pricing-wise in the auction department.
Yeah, it is very interesting because the base prices are still, I think, within the realm of what many people might think is normal or at least reasonable. And we saw this recently with the BMW 5 Series we had through the office. We had a 535i. Wonderful vehicle. I have no complaints about this vehicle, but fully optioned out, and as it sat in our parking lot at work, it was $81,000. And I don't know how many people who are shopping BMWs know just how expensive these cars can get. And it is. It's the optional equipment. There's all these packages, and it's all stuff you probably want if you're shopping in that market. But the prices go up now by 30, 40, 50% over the base price.
It is so true. But overall, what was the impression around Consumer Guide about this Audi? You gave it a bunch of B's, a B plus in fit and finish, and an A in value. And checking the big guy score, it was a C. The tall guy score, B plus. So pretty good marks across the board.
Yeah, this is a very nice vehicle, and it doesn't need to be this much. This is about as well equipped as they can be. We had the prestige package version, but there is a luxury version, sort of a base version, that would be almost $10,000 less. That's still an expensive compact car, certainly. But if you like this, if you like this style wagon, if you like a really nice Audi interior, and if you like all-wheel drive, it's an awfully good vehicle.
It sure is. A lot of compelling reasons to purchase this vehicle if you're lucky enough to do so. Let's talk about a cool story that you've got up right now at the blog at Consumer Guide, which is, of course, called The Daily Drive. The 2014 Chrysler 100, the compact Chrysler that might have been. I did not know about this, so tell us all about it.
Yeah, when Chrysler had finally gotten its stuff together and launched the compact Dodge Dart, and this was in the aftermath of the bankruptcy and the forced relationship with Fiat, one of the things that Chrysler got out of the deal was this architecture it could use for a compact car. And the first vehicle to ride on that architecture was the Dodge Dart. That's built in Belvedere, Illinois, not too far from where I live right here. And that vehicle turned out not to be a success. But had it been a better sales success, we might have seen a spin-off vehicle. And one of the vehicles that was planned for it was going to be called the Chrysler 100. It would have shared basic architecture, but had a nicer interior, kind of a fastback profile, and just a general obscure demeanor to it. And there's a picture here with our site of a Lancia product that would have shared basically the body panels. But that car was scheduled to go into production either for 2014 or for 2015. Mm. It would have been pretty cool.
Yeah, no, definitely. Very, very good looking, excellent styling, and it's a shame because, you know, my experiences with Dart test vehicles were all positive, and I actually was a fan of the Chrysler 200. I mean, it's nothing that's going to set your heart on fire, but compared to the previous generation, it was so much improved, and it's a shame that both the Dart and the Chrysler 200 have officially bitten the dust.
Yeah, I was actually a big fan of both the Dart and the 200. The Dart, unfortunately, launched with a double-clutch transmission and Fiat's 1.4-liter turbo, and the two of them didn't play very well. And people who were going looking for an automatic with some of the drivetrains were, I think, put off by that. Additionally, it probably was almost too big to be called a compact. I think people thought it might have been just a little bit too expensive for its position. But I thought it to be a very roomy, refined car. And if you had it with a 2-liter engine, not the small Fiat 1.4 turbo, it was very refined.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a shame. It's interesting how certain vehicles become hits and other vehicles for no real apparent reason. I mean, sometimes the folks on the automotive journalist side of the fence here will give bad marks to certain vehicles, but that still doesn't seem to stop them from selling. And then there are other vehicles like the ones we've just been mentioning that have gotten pretty decent reviews, and yet the public kind of turns its nose away from them.
Yeah, we've had a lot of conversations at Consumer Guide about this, and one of the theories that we have, and this is sort of borne out by just general marketing history, is that when you're dealing with a shrinking market like compact car or a mid-sized car, it's kind of hard to launch a new product into that segment, because the more adventurous people who would accept a new product are moving elsewhere, and that these days is small crossovers. So you don't have the people left behind that really are looking for a car.
Thank you, Tom Appel, for all your great work, and we'll get you back with us real soon.
Looking forward to it. Thanks.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling your car...
Okay, so we'll roll. It should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.